Uday and Qusay, the sons of the dreaded Saddam Hussein, were allegedly killed by U.S. forces last Tuesday in a fierce gun battle in the northern Iraqi town of Mosul. When the news reached the New York Stock Exchange, a flurry of activity caused a slumping market to rebound, but many Iraqi citizens were skeptical and demanded proof from the Americans. On Thursday, they got that proof in the form of two photographs of the dead sons. With reaction to the news, we turn now to Anas Shalal, founder of Iraqi Americans for Peaceful Alternatives, a nonpartisan ad hoc organization created in the lead-up to the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Anas Shalal first came to the U.S. in 1966 with his family and has lived here ever since. He joined me in late May on the program, and we welcome you back to Rockin' the Boat. Anas Shalal.
Thank you very much.
Can you begin with your reaction to the news of the death of Uday and Qusay Hussein?
Well, the first thing that I thought of is these pictures really aren't for the Iraqi consumption, but rather I think they're for the rest of the world, and particularly the U.S. consumption, the audience here to see for George Bush and his government and his military to show a trophy to say that the war is going in the right way and to make it seem as if it is really done for and on behalf of the Iraqi people. So I don't think the Iraqi people really are cared whether or not the pictures were being shown. I think some of them were offended by showing them. Others were already convinced that Uday and Qusay weren't about to return to power, and showing them dead or alive just really didn't matter.
Why do you think it is that the United States forces actually did kill them in this shootout, alleged to be a shootout? I mean, wouldn't it have made much more sense in terms of the international community if these two men were brought before a war crimes tribunal or some sort of international body to be prosecuted?
Absolutely. I think this family, including Saddam Hussein and his sons, had controlled the Iraqi mindset for so many years, over 35 years. And for the most part, they've sort of written Iraq's history in their own words. And the Iraqis have not had a chance to be able to deconstruct and poke holes in that history that has been written for them. And now the U.S. military is sort of taking the role of rewriting Iraq's history. The fact is the Iraqi people should be the only ones that should be able to write Iraq's history. They should be the only arbiters in how to deal with Uday and Qusay. And let's remember that Uday and Qusay really did nothing as far as crime to hurt the United States. Their crime is against the people of Iraq, and the people of Iraq should be the ones that make the decision on how justice should be meted to them. And absolutely, I agree with you, they should have been put on trial, because right now their fate became no different than any of the fate of the thousands of people that were killed in the collateral damage, quote-unquote, that the U.S. military conducted during this last war.
I'm looking at last Wednesday's San Francisco Chronicle, and in their editorial page they have an editorial, and it starts off, well, it's titled Iraq Gains with Two Fewer Husseins. And it starts off, the deaths of Saddam Hussein's sons Uday and Qusay in a fierce raid by U.S. forces in Mosul should advance the effort to establish peace and democratic government to Iraq. What do you think of that? Do you think that this will, in fact, advance peace and democracy in Iraq?
No, I don't think so. I think, on the contrary, I think what's happened is that the strong arm tactics that the U.S. is using against the Iraqis, whether it's Uday or Qusay or anybody else, I think are not playing very well on Iraqi street. I think, again, the United States is looking like the one that is the final decision maker and the arbiter of any of the conflicts that the Iraqis have with the Hussein family or with other people in the town. And I think the U.S. is more concerned about, obviously, the well-being of the troops. They're a lot more concerned about the well-being of the troops than they are concerned about the well-being of the Iraqis. The Iraqis want to be able to take control of their lives at this point. They've had other people take control of their lives for many, many years, and now it's time for them to take the helm and let the United States take a second seat.
I'm speaking today with Anas Shalal. He's the founder of Iraqi Americans for Peaceful Alternatives. He's joining me here on Rockin' the Boat on 96.3 FM, Free Radio Santa Cruz. Anas, at least 50 American GIs have been killed since George Bush declared the war over in Iraq on May 1st, and 15 have been killed in just the last 8 days. Reports are suggesting a new level of sophistication in these attacks against U.S. forces. And looking at the same San Francisco Chronicle that I referenced earlier of Wednesday, July 23rd, the very next paragraph reads, "The elder sons of the deposed dictator had a likely role in the guerrilla attacks that have targeted American troops." What do you make of that statement? Do you think there's any truth to that?
Well, six people have died since they have been killed. So I don't know who these people are then, since Odan Kosai already gone. Other people obviously have taken on the idea of being able to repel the U.S. forces. I think many of the people that are sort of fighting this sort of resistance aren't necessarily Saddam Hussein sympathizers. In fact, I don't think there are really many Saddam Hussein sympathizers in Iraq, even during the time when the Ba'ath regime was in full power and so on. Their interest was more for financial gains and be able to advance their careers, and not so much loyalty to Saddam Hussein or his sons. There's very little loyalty to them and very little respect for them. There's a lot of fear that was put forth before the Iraqi people because of their presence. But you know, as far as respect or loyalty and all that, I don't believe really much of that resistance is built on that.
At the beginning of the U.S. invasion in late March, there were some images of dead American soldiers broadcast around the world, and there was much outrage from government officials in this country. What do you make, maybe you can give us your thoughts on the publication of these photos by the U.S., of these photos of the Hussein sons?
Well, it certainly is not becoming of a civil democracy, as we claim to be here in the United States. The idea of sort of holding up these trophies in front of the world of dead bodies, like having heads on a stick, seemed to have real sort of a savage tint to them. I don't think it plays well outside of the United States. I think, like I said, I think George Bush needed to have a boost in his popularity. His economic agenda, his domestic agenda is faltering badly. The war in Iraq isn't doing so well. The war in Afghanistan isn't doing so well. There's many issues that are left unresolved. And I think a high-profile sort of capture or killing of these two was what the doctor ordered, and it was just a temporary fix. And I think we'll see that the tide is already beginning to turn around, and the criticism is taking hold of the way we're conducting ourselves in this war. And the Iraqi people in particular are getting more and more upset. The fact that it's already the middle of summer, the hottest month is still ahead of us, August, where it'll be 120 degrees or more temperature, and there's still no electricity. Mm. And in addition, if I could add one more thing, the much of the holding back of the electricity, the Iraqi people believe that it's being done to punish the Iraqi people. There's signs on U.S. tanks and Humvees and U.S. vehicles that say, "Give us security and we'll give you electricity." Mm. And those types of basic human needs are being used as a form of bribery, so they're withholding them when at will. And the Iraqi people aren't very happy with that, because they feel the sense of this collective punishment has got to end, just because there's a few people that happen to be against this occupation, and showing it by the violence that they're conducting against U.S. troops does not allow the U.S. should not allow the U.S. military to punish a whole population.
I'm speaking with Anas Shalal. He's a founder of the Iraqi Americans for Peaceful Alternatives. We have just a couple minutes left, so maybe you can give us your final thoughts on where this is going right now. We have news of a new Iraqi governing council. What do you think about that?
Well, again, I think this is Iraq's history is being written by U.S. military. Mm-hmm. In fact, they declare that the day that the statue of Saddam Hussein fell was going to be the new Iraqi Independence Day, that's not playing very well either. And on Iraq Street, I think people are very happy to see Saddam Hussein go. They're very happy to see Odeh and Qusay gone, but they aren't happy at the tactics that the U.S. is using and the tactics that the U.S. used to be able to enter into Iraq, and the way they're conducting themselves so far. They have picked 25 people that for most Iraqis, they don't even know who they are, that were sort of parachuted into Baghdad from abroad to be the new governing council with the idea that they will advance U.S. interests in the region. The Iraqi people want to be able to govern themselves. They want to be able to pick their own councils and their own neighborhood representatives and be able to form a government out of that, not a top-down type of approach where the U.S. military and the Pentagon is deciding who is going to rule Iraq.
Maybe you can give us one final thought on how here in the United States we can affect the situation in Iraq.
Well, I think for the Iraqi people right now, the most immediate need is the basic human needs. It's they need clean water, they need electricity, they need medical care. Hospitals are having to shut down because of lack of electricity and lack of generators. And even when they have generators, some equipment is not able to operate under those conditions. The heat is just unbelievable. Somebody told me, an Iraqi told me, he said, we walk around as if we were drunk. It is so hot. It is just very, very oppressive. Security is horrible at night. There are no lights in the streets. It's pitch dark. People can't go out. Women cannot drive their cars. They cannot go outside because of fear of being kidnapped or killed or raped. It's just very, very difficult to go about looking for advancing the causes of democracy and being able to be an active member of a civil society when you cannot have the basic human needs met. And that's what Iraqi people need right now, immediately.
All right. I've been speaking today with Anas Shalal. He's founder of Iraqi Americans for Peaceful Alternatives. I really appreciate your time tonight, Anas. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
No, I think you know, this is going to continue for a while, unfortunately. I think we have to change the way we conduct our business all over the world. What is good for us should also be good for the rest of the world. What's good for the rest of the world should also be good for us. It should not be me first, and then, you know, you happen to be around, I'll think about giving you something. I think the way the U.S. is conducting itself in this war against terrorism is going completely the opposite way. I do believe that more and more Osama bin Ladens are being formed as we speak because of the way we're conducting ourselves all over the world. And I do hope and pray, because I have children and grandchildren in this country, that we can somehow change our approach and the way we conduct ourselves all over the world, because we are not a well-liked country at this point. And we should really think in terms of how we can go about affecting a just change in the way we conduct our business and the way we met our policies all over the world.
Anas Shalal, I thank you for your time and your thoughts tonight.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And I want to let listeners know that was Anas Shalal, founder of Iraqi Americans for Peaceful Alternatives.